Hey, it's Anne with Spirit River Coaching on the Go, and today I am calling you to action. I've been putting out content now for about a year, starting with just some content to get you out of, you know, the pandemic situation and, you know, get you more resilient. And now I'm really into the coaching that that I'm interested in helping you with, just getting into your authenticity, the power of your unique authenticity, and getting you in through a path of your vision, what you want for yourself, stepping into it and becoming it. You know, whether you're in a job that you know you're meant for more than, whether you have completed a chapter in your life and you aren't quite certain about what's next for you, you have a pretty good idea, but you need that support. It's time to get off the fence. It's time to take some action in your life. It's time to vote for yourself. When I first did a Tony Robbins training, I had left my job. Actually, I felt like I lost my job, but I chose to leave my job. And I didn't have income coming in. And I knew that I wanted to reground myself because I was talented. I was talented and I had a lot of different skill sets to offer, but I hadn't thought about myself that way in a while. So I wanted to reboot. I wanted to do something. I went to a basic, you know, Tony Robbins, and then they asked, you know, they offered some other things that they have. And at the time, I knew it's what I wanted. I knew I wanted to go forward with it, but I couldn't figure out where in the world I could find the money. And so I decided to just say yes and just investigate and work with someone and open myself to how I would do it. And I did it. And it was many, many thousands of dollars that I thought I didn't have. And it changed my life. So what the other thing that happened was, when I spent the money on myself, it told the universe and it told God and it told me that I was valuable and that I was serious about myself. So part of the commitment that you spend on your coaching is part of the coaching. If you're not willing to spend the money on yourself or invest in yourself, what you're doing is you're sending out the vibration of that you're not valuable enough, you're not worthy enough. So if you're having these conversations and you're wanting to get going and you don't know how you're going to do it, I've opened up some slots in my calendar. This week, I'm starting an incredible volunteer coaching experience that I'm doing as much to give back as to continue learning. And so I'm not going to have any more coaching on the go for this week. And in lieu of that, I'm opening up my calendar for 12 people to grab spots, limited spots. I'm very, very busy right now preparing for our next March stack of events on breaking through your resistance, something I'm exceptional at coaching on. So I'm blocking out 12 spots for people to grab and open, and I'm going to do some coaching. And don't call me if you're not serious about yourself. If you're serious about yourself, however, and you're just not sure how to proceed, this is for you. This is time for you. There's no pressure on it. This is an opportunity for you to open your mind and see what's possible for yourself. I have to say that because of the pain I felt when I did not allow myself to be as big as I could be, because I understand that pain, I feel for you when you are not in action on your goals, your future. I just saw an article the other day that said that between age 60 and 70 is your second most productive mental time in your life. Between 70 and 80 is the second. Sorry, is the first. Sorry about that. Yeah, if I can find it, I'll post it on our page. I'll look it up and I'll post it. But it's amazing. It's not between 40 and 50, 30 and 40, 20 and 30. The most productive ages were between 50 and 80. 50 and 60 came in third. So if you think you don't have time for another chapter, it's time to restructure your thinking. This is the time when we have, a lot of people have the most experience and the most to offer. And a lot of people are starting to retire and do nothing. So let's get your act together. Jump into the calendar. I'm looking forward to seeing who will be bold, who will take a bold step. It's not even bold to get in my calendar, but for some of us, just the next step is a bold one. So let's be bold this week.